Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
And we're back.
You guys, that was the first time we've ever done that. Like, we we played the intro, but without
listening to it.
So we had no idea when it was over. It was kind of weird.
Gotta hope it was playing.
We had to watch. It was playing because I saw all the stuff moving.
So
I had no idea that our intro was almost 45 seconds long.
That old ass intro.
By the time people get in, I like that intro. It's the best one we've had.
I don't know what the intros before that one.
Oh, there were some bad ones, but there were also some good ones. I wish I would have saved them.
I do like it. There's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I do like it.
But it's an old ass intro.
It's cute.
Well, you know what? If you can make something better that does not have Janet in it, you go ahead and we'll test it out.
Oh, you know what would be really
cool? People enjoy listening that the doors open on the left of Fullerton.
I don't understand why. That's not that fascinating when you actually are at the fucking train stop. And you smell that warm fucking mist of piss just come right, wafting right
sometimes
into your nose.
Diarrhea. Oh, okay, we got it.
Just kidding.
So what were you gonna say before I interrupted you?
I have no idea.
Doors open on the left of Fullerton.
I have no idea.
Intro. Don't remember.
No.
Okay, so you guys, last night, this is episode sex.
Is it sex? I thought the one before it was.
No, that's 665.
Oh.
This is sex.
This is sex.
So this is going to be the evil cast.
Evil.
I'm
sounding really nasally because I have a cold.
Oh, you're Alaska Thunderfuck.
Oh, do you want to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race 8? Have you seen any of the girls yet?
Yes.
And who do you love?
And who are you?
Oh, I'm... Everyone knows me already, but even if I... If by chance you're a new person, I'm Ricky. We also have a phone call to play.
Yes, we need to play the phone call.
We have an
email?
An iTunes review to read.
Oh, and we have an email, right? Ms. Parker?
Yes. So we got a lot of stuff to accomplish in this this episode of sex.
Sex, sex, and sex.
Wait. So first, let me talk about Ivy. She was sick last night.
Okay. My name is today. It's
Hello Kitty Superstar.
Yay! And bless you.
Ivy was really sick yesterday. Like, she threw up about 14 times, and I'm not making that up. She literally got to the point of where she was like throwing up bile. So I'm not for sure what was going on with her, but this morning she's doing a lot better. She's kept her food down, so she must have like a 24-hour bag, a 24-hour bug or something. So
she had the bugs.
So she's just sleeping a lot right now.
She is.
Her stomach muscles are probably killing her.
Oh, poor little dog. You know, that's what happens when you're an asshole and eat everything you see on the floor.
Right. And I was so nervous.
A garbage receptacle.
I was so nervous last night. I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I should go to sleep. Because if something happens and she needs my help and I'm sleeping, I'm not going to know. And she's going to die or whatever.
Oh my God.
Of course, that's the first thing I think of is her dying. And then I was like, well, I need to watch to see if she's lethargic. You know, if something's happening that, you know, that's different other than her vomiting everywhere. but she seemed to pull out of it. Okay. So.
She pulled out of it.
So, yeah, and thank you to everybody that was concerned about it, because a lot of people responded online, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, because my whole life. Don't ask me what my name is, because it's too personal.
It's just too TP.
You got your dog's nails trimmed? Too personal.
Right, exactly. What'd you do today? Oh, you woke up really nice. No, that too personal.
Right.
I farted. Too personal.
You work in a converted house that turned into an office.
That's too personal. Too personal. So I just want to send a shout out to one of our listeners in particular, because I, you know, this person is so lovely. Always, 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 always mentions us, you know, on Twitter. He's very nice, showing us lots of love.
He shares a lot.
Yes. And it's Charles S. And on Twitter, he's GBearTrekker65. Hey, girl. And, you know, I just love the fact that every time we release something, he's like the first one to be like, hey, thanks for releasing something. Mm-hmm. And it's just really nice to know. Like, I just wanted to make sure that we acknowledged him.
There's a couple other people that are always responding too. There's, I don't know how to say, I guess it's Duvet, his Twitter, like, title. But it's
the Count Duvella.
Yes, but I don't know if it's Duvet though. I don't know if that's. There's Brennan, who's always cute. Oh my god, he posted a picture that he was on Spirit Airlines last night, and I was like, you know, they charged you for that because they charge for everything.
And Brennan is so cute. Isn't he the one that? Oh, I thought he lived in Australia.
No, he's from like St. Louis,
Springfield, Missouri.
Whatever. It's all the same.
I'm just giving out details. Too much. Too personal. TP, girl, TP.
Also want to say hello to Flo Bear. He said, huge hug for you bear boys. Bitches make me laugh. You make my day. Thank you.
Yes. Well, we know we make your day.
Well, we make everyone's day.
You know, yes, we do.
So thank you very much. Thank you for the people that like mention us on Facebook and that message us. Let's get into this review real quick because it's been since December 14th. I am sorry.
Oh my God.
I am so sorry it's been that long, but we took a break until the middle of January. And then we've been doing a bunch of car casts, so it's not like...
Yeah, it's not easy when you're in a mobile studio.
It's not easy peasy.
It's not easy being this famous, let me tell you.
Cameras, people. I mean, everywhere.
Us Magazine, People Magazine, Star Magazine. I mean, but it's just...
Don't ask for me when my
birthday is. On and on.
Too personal.
But if you want an autograph, totally. I mean, that's not personal.
You got a stamp for it.
Right. Clunk.
All right, so this
wait, in your favorite ink, lavender, not yet purple,
right?
Or is it pink? Is it pink, not yet purple?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
There's also sky blue pink.
Yeah. Or isn't there, I think there's one right there, it's called dog nose. Or like dog rose. It's the one right next to the orange. Yeah, it's like dog park or dog nose or something.
Dog rose flower.
Yeah, dog rose flower.
There's also almost Tiffany blue.
Yes,
which is my bathroom. That's which like was a $3 can of gallon paint.
What?
And it's a pretty color.
It is a pretty color. Anyway,
I just remember you walking in and you're like, oh, it's almost Tiffany blue.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Of course I did. Who am I kidding?
All right. So this review is by Cosmic G.
Okay.
It's a 5-star review.
Yay! Woo!
The title, Calm Your McMuffin Self.
Oh. Are you talking about my fupa?
No. I think one of the episodes were like, calm your McMuffin self down.
Oh, I think you said that to me about
something.
Eating McMuffins.
Right. If you like funny podcasts and enjoy a good debate on the merits of Mariah versus Janet and who doesn't, then you, my friend, have found Audio Nirvana. Thank you.
I mean, that is the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life.
We need some more iTunes reviews. Or we need
some more listeners. We've increased like two. Right. So now we're at like 7.
Right. So spread the word.
Right. Like a disease.
Also, well.
Just spread it like a disease. Okay. Inject and pull out.
Oh. leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes if you get us through iTunes.
I'm even okay with 4 stars. We prefer the 5, but.
Yeah. Leave us a 1-star. We love the attention.
We do. What do they say? What do they say in the media and entertainment? A bad review is what is it? A negative
press? Bad press is good press.
Bad press is good press. Yes, negative press is good press.
Except for when you're Britney Spears,
Amanda Bynes, and Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Who else is in there?
Those are the 3 major ones.
The girls, but there's some guys in there too that have Justin Bieber, hot mess. He has purple hair right now, I guess.
Can you take Canada? Can you take him back?
Right. Ew.
Just ew. Like totes ew.
Let's see. Or whatever service you get us from, leave a review. I don't know how the Android market works, but if there's an option, leave a review.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know how to check that. Can you check it online? Like the Android market?
No, I mean, I think it just, it works the same. Like, so if you have iTunes on your Android and that's where you listen through podcasts, it all works the same.
Oh, okay. So, yes, please do that.
We appreciate.
I need to update the dates on iTunes because it still says 2015. So anything after 2016, people could use on for their own thing and make money from it.
Oh.
So we need to update that.
Update.
Because, you know, from January 1st until now, someone's made $1 billion on our show.
I know, right? That we're not seeing at all.
Right.
Fuck. Anyway, so
let's any other shout outs?
No, not that I know.
The voicemail?
Yes.
But we need the headphones because I want to hear it.
Yeah, because well, we would need to.
We've been here for 2 hours, not prepared.
Well, because apparently I thought that it would be a good thing to just put away the headphones.
Put away everything. Which we only have 1 pair of headphones now because one of them broke.
What?
Right?
No.
Yeah, one of them broke. I couldn't. One of the headphones
stopped
working.
Oh, because mine were broken to begin with, yeah. Right? The Daniel ones? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm really like, my cold is kicking in, so you'll hear a little nasalness.
Nasaling.
No. Cancel. It's so weird to have your phone without a case because it's like super thin. It's like me. No. We need to talk about that Robert King get.
Who? I don't even know who that is.
He's working for the city. Okay, here we go.
I don't.
It's coming up.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Roger. How y'all doing? This is Louie, first-time caller. Love your show. I've been listening for, over a year and a half now? I've gone back and listened to all the episodes with you and Roger co-hosting. The two of you always make my day. I also want to give a big thanks to Roger. I've been going through a lot lately, and I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate having a friend like you in my life. I'd actually like your opinion on this topic. So the situation is, back in November, I took a job up in northern Manitoba, and it's pretty damn cold up there. I think right now it's about negative 22 Fahrenheit, but it's pretty dry, so it's not as harsh as, let's say, you know, living. I'm from Toronto, so it feels way colder in Toronto than it does up there. Anyways, this past week, I was let go from my job, and it kind of sucked because what was behind it all is you know, I've been going through, I found out that there has been a lot of homophobic remarks made when I wasn't around by management. There's a lot of negativity, bullying, and just by the things that I hear of the management saying about the surveyors, it all sucks. I was hired to do drafting work with a survey company, and all the surveyors are great. You know, we became friends. You know, living up in northern Manitoba has been tough, but having those friends has been good. but the management is just, they're just pricks. And yeah, they've just been making things really, really difficult. With all that negativity, I ended up, hard to eat, didn't get a lot of sleep. I ended up passing out, was it Wednesday morning? And they ended up, they're all worried about me and they sent me home. And with that, I ended up getting a call once I landed in Toronto, saying that, I wasn't right for the job and they let me go. And I know it was because of the fact that they were, the management there was homophobic. They're total tools. And, it just sucks that I knew that's what it was. And they prefer the other drafter that worked with me way more. She's just, this really amazing petite little girl. And it's just, they wanted her in the office and they started throwing me out in the fields, doing surveying in cold fucking ass weather. And because, I was pushing back because I didn't want to be out in the field, they found a reason to let me go and they fired me. It's been tough. I just want to know what your guys' opinion is on it and what you guys think. Again, love your show. You guys are pretty awesome. And Roger, again, thank you for being.
He got cut off. His message was a little too long.
Yes.
But that's okay. We got the point. First, thank you for saying all the nice things you said about us. That was wonderful.
And by us, we mean me.
And then also, yes. While your phone call was happening, I had to look up where Manitoba was. So apparently it's a state.
It's a
state of Canada.
It's right above, I think, Minneapolis, Fargo in that
Minnesota
area.
Yeah. North Dakota. Bet you looked it up just like me.
A long time ago, but yeah, I did have to look it up.
Because you need to see where he was.
No, there was a guy I was talking to who lived in Manitoba.
Oh. But the whole state's Manitoba, so is there different cities? There has to be different cities within there.
Of course, yeah.
But first, looks cold as shit. Ain't gonna lie.
It is. He's been telling me, we've been going back. So just to preface a little bit, this message we got, I think a week ago? Or 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. No, a week ago, right? Yeah, because I think he's been...
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, two Saturdays, because we did two Saturdays. So it's a little bit old. But, when this all first happened, we discussed it. And, he's like... Of course, it's always... it's a very stressful thing to have to go through.
How long did he work there for? Do you know?
I want to say maybe a month and a half, 2 months.
Oh. So they probably had this whole 90-day thing, right?
I don't know if they did. I think they did. Mm-hmm. The problem is that I think... So I think what happened was is that it was one of those things where they hired him and... because I asked him, a couple questions. I'm sure he'll be okay if I say this, but, my first question was, because he was telling me that he was having issues prior to him being fired.
Mm-hmm.
My immediate response was, is it something that you can prove that these people are saying? Like, did you actually hear him yourself? And it wasn't, mm-hmm. people were relaying it to him. And then I said, well, maybe you should bring it up to HR. And then, of course I think more than anything, he was just a little worried by doing that because he was stuck over there because it's so far away from where he lives.
So was he there on a temporary job?
No, it was his job. But the thing is that he would stay out there for a certain amount of time and then he would fly home for a certain amount of time and then he'd fly back, stay there. And so it was stressful. Back and forth. Yeah. So, I mean, the travel itself was probably stressful on him as well. And I was just like, okay, I think that you should maybe bring it up to your manager. And of course he couldn't because it was his manager who was saying this stuff.
That's why you go to your manager's manager.
So then I told him that and he was like, well, I don't want to jump the gun, which I agreed with him. I said, cause he didn't, this was all second party and third party information. Right. So he couldn't really.
So he never heard his manager say it. Other people were telling him his manager was saying this.
Not all the way true. He did hear himself. There was a comment that was made to him in front of him and it was kind of homophobic. And so that's why I was like, and I found this out after, and I was like, oh, I was like, that's really unprofessional. And that's very homophobic. And then, you know, of course, because he was like worried, he didn't want to rock the boat. And, you know, and then all this happened, you know, the phone call happened. You know, I think if you, it's, I don't know how the rules are in Canada. I know that it's a more liberal country than we are here with when it comes to gay rights. To me, if that were to happen to me in my place of business, mm-hmm. like that is absolutely not tolerated.
That would not work at mine. And I work for, I don't want to talk about my job, but I work for a nonprofit organization that you would be very surprised that they would have.
Yes.
Like that type of,
mm-hmm.
Work yeah. ethic.
It's, I, you know, I don't think it's not something that would happen that where it would lead to no action being taken on this person or these people.
Regardless, you should still make a complaint. Yeah. I mean, because you can make a complaint. Like here, it would be the equal employment opportunity,
right?
Office that you would make the complaint to. And even if nothing comes out of it, there's a complaint against the company. So if it happens again, they'll see that.
Right.
Or they may assist you in going further through the process.
Well, and I think the problem, and you know, because after we discussed it, you know, we had a long conversation about it. I told him, I was like, you know, you, I think that you should have, you know, I do think that he should have gone to his HR person or his manager's manager, like right away, like the person that hired you. Because it's noted, And he didn't, and that's fine. But then he was let go. And they're using the excuse that he wasn't fit for the job, which then makes it really difficult for him because now he's no longer working for the company, so he can't come back and say that I was discriminated again. No, he
can through a lawsuit.
Yeah, right. Yes, but the likelihood of that going anywhere because he was fired under the idea of it wasn't fit, he can't prove anything. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, also, they might have like...
And they don't have any notes.
At
they don't
my have job, any... 90 days, they can... Sorry. And there's been people that they said, I'm sorry, you're not a fit for this job.
Yeah.
Which, in my area, is true. I mean, you're just not for the job.
Yeah.
But if you experienced all this, you'd still be complaining to someone.
Right.
Even the human resources department at that company, even though you're still not working there... You can complain about it.
Yeah. I mean, I like I said to, you know, I still think he should have said something to somebody prior to him being, you know, him leaving or whatever. Because like you said, the thing is that you want it to be documented. So even if you do get fired and it's for that reason that you're not a fit for the company, at least it's on record. Because then when you come back and let's say you do want to sue them because you know for a fact that that's the reason why they fired you, which is what I think happened here. Is that those guys were like the player, you know, the bro types. Mm-hmm. They're not used to being around because it's such a small town that he worked in that they probably were like, I'm not comfortable.
I thought everyone in Canada was nice.
Well, this would be probably like the equivalency of a hick
Sarah
town.
Palin.
Yeah, right. So I think that, you know, even at that point, your claim would have been more valid if you had made that known to HR prior to you being fired, because I guarantee you they would have thought twice before firing you if he had complained to the HR department about homophobic remarks, because they would have been like, if we fire him now, he could come back and give us a lawsuit. And I asked him, because he's got a good friend who does legal work, and I don't think he's a lawyer, but I think he does legal work, and you know, he could read the contract and see if, you know, basically prepare him and guide him in what to do if that were to happen. But as a note for the future, if that does ever happen again, please do not hesitate. Go to your manager. If it's your manager, go to their manager and go to HR. Don't skip HR because you're afraid that shit might get out of hand, because you're going to find yourself without a job and then no recourse, mm-hmm. because then they're going to continue to do it. So I think anyone who listens, if you ever find yourself in this position, make sure that you tell and write down everything. Always have, you know, written. If you know that this stuff is happening, write it down. You know, on such and such date at such time, this person and this person I overheard saying X, Y, and Z or X, Y, and Z. And, you know, and make sure that you let someone in HR, I think is probably the more important part, mm-hmm. is to let them know immediately. Because I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, if you tell HR, they're going to be more on your side than on the other person's side. Because that's a serious accusation.
And they have to investigate
it. So, like, for example, because what happened, part of what happened was, is that, like I said, there was a third, you know, there was another person was relaying the information outside of a comment that was made to him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said to him, I go, you know, you should definitely report that. And, you know, of course, again, I think he kind of felt a little rocky with the relationship that he had with the company to begin with.
Maybe the person that told him the information was like, that was their way of saying, you might want to say something.
Or you might want to get out. Yeah. Like, you know, that's what I told him. I said, maybe this person was, like, she was trying to, like, tell you, like, dude, this is not going to work out. And this is probably the reason why it's not working out because of that. So now you know you have an option. Like, either you quit or you're going to get fired. And,
I mean, I'm not like...
The girl was a lesbian. So it's not like she was, you know, it's not like the girl who was telling him was a lesbian.
Oh.
So it's not like they just didn't like
him. You know, guys with lesbians, they think they can turn them out like crazy.
Well, and that's the thing is that they, you know, a lot of straight people, and I know this is a blanket statement, but a lot of straight guys in particular are more comfortable with a woman being gay than a man because they're not a threat to them.
Right.
Right? So...
Well, they are because they're wanting their women. But
well, I mean, but so, you know,
all women are bisexuals.
Right. The sexuality is fluid. Let's not get into that.
fluid all over faces.
Yes. So I think that that's, you know, I think that's kind of what happened. In any case, I think that moving forward, if you, Lewis, if this happens again, you know, I really think that you should approach, you know, a manager or your manager's manager and HR. Mm. Because that's a serious offense. I mean, in most companies, at least in America, I mean, you have anything that deals with anything like that,
but it's not always easy. It just depends on your job industry and
it isn't everything. And so, sometimes it's an uphill battle.
That type of job that he had as a surveyor and all, you know, that's like, I hate to say it, but it's like manly men kind of job,
right?
Or like people that work out in the city on the streets, that's usually men that do it, right. So you know, of course they're gonna be like, that pansy can't do this,
right? Hello. Right. And which is what I think they were trying to allude, is that, you know, the guys were just not comfortable, you know, and it was just, they just weren't.
All thing he needed to do was kiss them on the penis and they would have been real comfortable.
They needed to have a mouth hug.
Yeah. On a real big mouth hug, and they would have been fine.
Lewis,
so, sorry it happened.
I love you.
Thank you for calling.
And I think you're so cute. You're going to be fine. You're
and I like how you say Manitoba.
And he said, did you hear him say about? I think you're going to be fine. And you know what? And it, you know, this is, let this be a lesson on how to, you know, approach the situation again if it happens. God forbid.
Let's bring Whitney out of death.
Yes.
We're going to say, you don't know your own strength.
Oh, you went there.
Yeah.
I was not sure where you were going with that.
We'll put her back.
And we'll just close that drawer.
Yeah. You don't know your own strength.
Oh, I love that song.
You know, I don't know if I've said this on the show. I probably have, but every time I hear a Whitney Houston song, it instantly makes me sad. No matter if it's a song I loved that when she was alive, but when I hear it, I instantly get sad.
You know, it's so funny because I was talking to my friend from Evanston, Chuck, and I was over there this week, and I just told him, I was like, you know, I really miss Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And he was like, so do I. I'm like, I just miss her crackheadedness, and I miss you know, obviously her songs. I mean, I know that we have her back catalog, but I don't know. There's something about her that was just so, I don't know, special.
I think she was like on her way to be a good person
again. I really hope so. I really hope that even though she passed away, I want to think that even though she, you know, drugs did kill her in the end, like, I really hope that at least she tried, you know, and that this just happened to be a slip up.
A boo-boo.
Which, by the way, segue into slip ups. I finished Nurse Jackie.
Are you mad? Are you mad? Are you mad?
Okay. First thing, bawling. Bawling. What was it? The episode where her, it's in the very last season. I think it's like episode maybe, probably like 7 or 8, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking to her friend nurse, which I love. I love her nurse, like her other.
The other girl?
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. She's love
oh
her.
Oh my God.
And she's like, I know. You know what I'm talking about. And she's literally like smack telling her the truth. She's like, oh my God. I literally was sobbing like a fucking, like I just. It just made me so sad.
The thing about this show is interesting because in the beginning of the episodes, you see Nurse Jackie as this wonderful, awesome human being.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end, you see her as the worst person that has ever like lived on like on that on those episodes.
Yeah.
The way you go into it is totally different when you go out.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys should watch it. It's 7 seasons. It's really good.
They're only like half an hour long.
Yeah. And they're not bad. And it's really good.
I hated the ending.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Hated it. Hated the fucking ending. Loved Dr. O'Hara. Loved like I like literally want to like see more of her in something else because I think she was fucking spot on, like funny. I mean, her character was so good.
That's what I imagine doctors are like. Like just
yeah,
like I'm a doctor.
Yes, and I'm of a certain kind of doctor,
and like, I just did surgery in Prada.
Right, exactly. No. In fucking Louis Vuitton heels and a Prada
and
dress.
Gloves.
And gloves. The show, like, you know, I was telling Ricky, I was kind of upset that I never caught on the show when it was on its original run. I think I remember watching, like, 1 or 2 episodes and I'm just like, oh, I can't get into this. Like, I think it's just because, like, I hadn't watched enough to really be like, I'm pulled in. But when I started watching the first couple episodes, I was like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm like, how did I fucking miss the show? Like, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then I finished it and I'm like, I miss it. I was like, why is it gone? It was good. I don't know how much longer they could have gone with that storyline. Cause I think even by the 7th season, I think by the 6th season, I was like this. I mean, come on. Like, there's only so long that you can be a crackhead, you know?
Well, she wasn't a crackhead.
No, I know, but
she was a pill head.
She was, you know, crackhead.
But it was, I don't know, like, it was like really horrible, and I got really pissed off in some episodes where I was like, I'm not fucking watching this anymore. This is pissing me off.
No, I never got mad.
No, I get the things that she does to people.
Yes.
And I'm like,
she was, God, a master manipulator.
A horrible person.
Yeah.
She was a druggie.
Yeah.
That, I mean, she was a
druggie. She was an addict. Yeah. Addict. Yes, she was.
She was an addict who was addicted
to everything except what she needed to be. I hated her daughter.
The oldest one.
Oh, she's a fucking, I want an asshole.
Right.
I wanted to hit her. And her husband was a fucking dick.
So cute, though.
He was a dick. Even from the beginning, I was like, oh, I hate him already. I was like, you're an asshole. And I'm like, you're sitting there all pretty with your fucking bar job that you don't even like. It's
that he purchased with her money.
Yeah, I was just like, and then he turned on her. I was like, you're an asshole.
Turned real.
He got turned up. Uh-huh. It's a really great show. I really recommend you guys watch it. I can't say enough.
All right, so let's read the email, and then we're going to be out of here, right?
I guess. I mean, rush, Paula.
We're at like 35 minutes.
You're in a rush. I'm hungry.
Girl.
And my nose is like, I feel like shit right now.
Anne-Marie, we love you. this is probably like one of the shortest emails I've sent this.
Right, and it's still like 18 pages.
no, it's actually pretty short. This would never happen at Popeyes.
Oh, shit. I read it, but I can't remember anymore.
Hi, guys. I saw this news articles, and this is true newsletter, and thought you would both love it. Glazed and Confused on Martin Luther King Day, a Logan Farms Honey Glazed Hams restaurant in Houston, Texas, noted a promotion on their sign out front that said brown and gay employees get half off price plate lunch for this week only.
Oh, I remember that now.
A local TV station reports that they received angry calls and emails regarding special treatment to the restaurant that was giving brown the... Why can't I read? Was giving special treatment to... A local TV station reports they received angry calls and emails regarding the special treatment the restaurant was giving to brown and gay people. A reporter contacted the restaurant to see what was going on. The owners were pretty confused. The reporter said no one had complained to them. Then the co-owner, James Logan, realized what was up and said the controversy was hilarious. The sign had nothing to do with MLK Day, but rather offers a discount to the employees of Brown and Gay Engineering, who often walk across the street for lunch. The company's principals are Pat Brown and Richard Gay. Logan Farms changed their sign to reference BGE employees to clarify things out. And Logan says, because the firm prefers to go by its initials anyway.
I mean, that's pretty fucking funny, isn't it?
Brown and gay employees.
only in America.
I love that.
That was a funny email. I was like, you know, like, how funny that something like that would actually happen. I think it's kind of also shows like how people are hateful.
Like, and just assume the bad thing. Like, well, so what? They want to give their brown people and gay people a discount.
I know.
So who cares?
You white people get white privilege all the time.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not for sure what that is.
I don't know. I'm sick.
White privilege? Ew.
Just because you're surrounded by a bunch of brown people doesn't make you brown.
Oh.
Does not make you brown, girl. Not even by association.
Oh, we want to thank Joe and Dallas, our yes. Porn curator.
And
I haven't seen his latest videos. I haven't watched them yet.
I haven't either.
But apparently it was too early for you one day.
Well, no, not that it was too... It's not that I was too early. It's just... It was too early. I just can't. You know, it's not that, it's not so much the early part that I was having an issue with. It's just that, like, I'm not in that mindset. Because, again, I always get the notifications when I'm at work. So I'm like, I want to because I'm curious and I want to see what he's sending. But I can't because I'm at work. So I'm like, what the fuck? That's why I was like, it's too early for this shit. Like, I can't. I don't even want to. Like, not even. Right now. Let's not go there.
I think at one point he called you a picky porn person.
He did. Apparently, he has this real, like, interesting, very interesting, conception of me. Uh-huh. Like, he just thinks that I'm, like, you know, perception. I'm sorry, not conception. He thought that I didn't like him, which I don't know where the hell he got that from. And then I have...
Oh, it's probably that episode where you said, I fucking hate Joe and Dallas. You don't remember that?
Okay. No. Yeah. And I was like, oh no, baby girl. I love you like dearly. it's just your porn is real early and coming different. At me real hard.
Right. And he's like, that's how you like it, early and hard.
Right, exactly. Cause by like 7 o'clock, bitch is tired.
Right.
I'm old. Let's go to bed.
And you mean 7 AM.
Anyway, so I don't know where he got that perception from me, but I love you, Joe. I told him, love, I was like, porn. I love you. I'm like, I don't know where you got that perception from. I was like, now there's some other folks that I don't like, but we're not going to go there. Anyway.
So let's go. We need to.
Are we not gonna? Okay, wait. Before we leave. Before we leave.
Go eat.
We needed the. I don't know if anyone is following up on Adnan, but he had his.
Oh, I did see that.
His post conviction relief. These last 3 days, they started on Wednesday. It adjourned for the weekend, and they're going to return back Monday because the judge extended it to Monday. I don't know how much longer it's going to go. But basically, from the gist of what I got from like 18 different sources that I was following on Twitter and all that, the defense's team, so Adnan's team, has pretty much destroyed the prosecution. Like anything that they've, you know, they brought in Asia McLean.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there was like some people that were like, you know, I guess that I don't know. I can't remember if it was like someone on the prosecution team that was just kind of like there, but he said Asia McLean was like, she is their nightmare. She was by all means a very credible witness. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that ineffective of counsel was definitely something that, you know, it would have changed the trajectory of the case.
Basically, this shouldn't even be tried again. He should just be let go.
Yeah. I mean and I think what's going to end up happening, I think, is the judge, because, you know, this post-conviction release is so they can have a new trial. The problem with having a new trial is the prosecution really going to want to get made a fool of again? Or are they just going to settle and be like, look, he needs to be let go because clearly there is not enough information or not enough information to keep him behind bars this long.
Right.
And, you know, and the worst part about it is that, you know, he's been in jail for 17 years. It's still going to take, you know, at least another year before he gets out. If that, you know, hopefully everything will go good and he'll be released very soon. But even then, he's still going to be in jail for a little bit longer,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I mean, just some of the stuff, the information, like,
they, all new information they're getting to.
Yeah. And then the worst part about it, the best part about it is that Justin, who is the lawyer, who is Adnan's lawyer, he didn't even go deep. Like, he literally was like one of the questions that the lawyer, the prosecutor, was cross-examining Asia. She said, so, you know, because he was trying to discredit her by saying, you got information from Adnan because he called you. He told you to type the letter. You sent it. So you're basically covering for him. That's mm-hmm. what he was trying to, he's trying to discredit her. And he said, so how did you know that he was being convicted and that the body was found and all this stuff? And she was like, what do you mean? She's like, I knew that information from newspapers. It was,
yeah.
Because, you know, it was 3 months before he had been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff was like, so Justin, Adnan's lawyer, when he was cross-examining Asia, he asked a question. You know, he asked her, he's like, so where did you get your information? He's like, you know, I got it from people who were talking, and it was, he's like, oh, he's like, well, look at this, because this information was released on a news, on the Baltimore Sun, which is their newspaper, on such and such date. Oh, it says their exact words that were being used. So it's like, I mean, so as of right now, he hasn't had to go in his back pocket right now, Adnan's lawyer,
mm-hmm.
but pretty much he's destroyed all of the prosecution's like questions and, you know, comebacks and whatever. And so it's looking really good for him right now. It's going in a very positive direction. Yesterday there was a very short video of him coming out of the courthouse.
It's not as cute as I thought he would be. That kind of upsets me.
I thought he was really cute. I mean, he's got a big nose, but I love big noses.
Big nose, big hose.
Yeah. Well, because in jail. But he was, you know, he still had his like big doughy eyes, and mm-hmm. he just looks older. You know, he does. Like, it's really strange because he looks older, but still young.
Oh my God, if he gets out, he's going to be so rich. He's going to see the shit. Yeah.
And, you know, and Haman Lee's, you know, her family released a statement, and they, basically, they were saying that, you know, they have to, it's awful that they have to relive this nightmare again. You know, they just want justice for Heyman, and that, you know, they believe that the justice was served when they arrested Adnan or whatever, and they believe that, and that they don't want people to forget she's the victim. But, you know, while I agree with them in respects that we can't forget her, I also don't think that she's the only victim.
Did they call Jay back? Did he
not go- yet? Not yet.
He's going to go back,
and he's not on the witness list in this part of the you know, the post conviction. He's not, I think they have a list of people they want to call back, but I don't think he's on it. But they sequestered Rabia, which is the, you know, she's the friend of Adnan, so she has no idea what's going on in the court because she can't come into the courthouse at all. Like, she can't come into the room, so she has to sit outside, and she can't talk to the family, she can't talk to anybody that's in the room, like, outside of, like, media. She is not to know anything about the court because she's sequestered, because the fucking prosecution team wanted her out of the courtroom in case they would have her as a witness. And she's like, I don't know why they did that. She's like, because anything that I say is going to be the same thing I've said the first time I was a witness. It's not going to change. You know, and of course, obviously, as everyone knows, she's a huge, huge, she's an integral part in this whole, you know, thing. So I don't know. I mean, he looked like he was in high spirits. I mean, he smiled and he kind of like laughed a little bit. And, you know, you see someone like that and you... I don't know, to me, when I saw that little small clip, and I, you know, because his mom and his brother and family members were outside, you know, yelling at him, it's really sad, especially when you know the ins and outs of what's been going on. You,
like, making of a murderer, the stuff that happened to him.
It's sad. It's just sad. So, in any case, that's kind of the update. Melinda Miranda, whatever the fuck it is, M3. Mommy.
Melissa Miranda.
I have another podcast for you that I think you will absolutely love if you're still watching the Bravo shows. And this is really for anybody. You have to listen to Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Mm-hmm. It is a funny fucking podcast. It's two guys. They're two gay guys. They're out in LA. And they literally recap all of the shows on Bravo twice a week. So it's Tuesdays and Thursdays that they release. And their shows are really long. They're like, usually they're like 2 hours, 2 hours and a half.
Shit.
I think the shortest I've ever heard one of theirs was like an hour and maybe like 15 minutes. But usually it's like, because, you know, there's a lot of shows on there.
A lot of content.
But, oh my God, they're super funny. Melinda, you will absolutely love them. They will make you fucking laugh like crazy. Yeah, anyway, that's it. I don't think I have anything more. Is there anything more that we have on the Avery guy? Nothing new, right?
No. Nope.
I think they're kind of doing the same thing that Adnan and all of them are going through. Sarah Koenig was there, and she's been updating the Serial listeners with... Mm-hmm. What do you think about Serial Season 2? Like, are you following it?
I haven't listened to the latest episode, but it's interesting. I mean, it's kind of interesting the fact that everything is happening now. So,
oh, like up to date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can like research stuff and see the things that are actively happening, all that good stuff.
Have you listened to any of the updates from Sarah for the Adnan case? You know, I have to say that while I really love her storytelling, I'm still kind of funny about her because, like, when she's talking, and maybe this could be because she has to sort of come. Just to report the information, and this is what makes her a really good journalist, is isn't she a Pulitzer Prize winner?
I think her dad invented Earth Day.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was the person that named it Earth Day.
Whoa, that's awesome. But she comes off with a very... just no decision whatsoever. You know, like,
she's not biased. She's really
unbiased. And she's just like, you know, this is what's... And you'll know what I'm talking about. If you listen to... because they're like 15 minutes long. I think she's done three. Mm. They're 15 minutes long. They're not that long.
Where do you get them?
They come up on Serial. So if you have it updating, it'll update on Serial.
Oh. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen them.
Just when you go to other episodes, they didn't download, you'll see them in there that they're highlighted, like they're not downloaded. But it's just very interesting. It's kind of like, I don't understand how you still don't have a side. And I guess maybe that's, you know, that makes her such a good reporter. I'm or sure journalist.
Personally she has a side. Professionally she can't show that side.
Right. Maybe.
Because professionally, journalists really shouldn't give their opinion.
Right, 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 right.
All
right,
girl, we gotta go because I have to use the bathroom.
Oh, okay, girl.
So this is Ricky.
And this is Rara.
No, you're...
Oh, Hello Kitty
power...
Power superhero.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.